Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're reliable, shall break every chain. Conquering lion, shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Brother Maher's on also, I believe.
Yes, I'm here.
And
okay.
And Robert Ashley's number was 0901, last four.
All right, I don't see that one on there. If you're online, Brother Robert Ashley, press 1 on your phone, it'll light it up. I don't see that, Brother, just yet. But you and Maher are on so far.
And Cole, yeah, I guess Cole didn't make it.
No. See, I was just going to increase the lines just while we were doing the show. I was going to add another 50 lines to the show, but I said, I better wait a minute. But I was just going to do it because it's been going on all my different programs, so I might as well. But I'll talk about that later.
Well, you know, Brother Drew, as soon as I hung up with you, it said it was 1246, about to be 1247.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I dialed in, it's like all lines are full. Please, you can listen to it online. And I was like, what do we have going on?
Yeah, I was just going to add another 50.
Mm.
Yeah. So we continue what we talked about two weeks ago. This lesson has manifested itself, the minds of the people. what I wanted to do is my sister, she me and her had a thing, and it was something that we learned from our mama, because our mama and our grandmothers, my mama was known as Little Mama, and then I had Big Mama and Little Mama. They teaching was reading was comprehension. The way they taught that when you read a paragraph, it was a key word in that paragraph that you had to pick out in order for you to understand this sentence. And it all started with etymology. You had to understand that Nor'wester wrote esoteric knowledge to the meaning of the language that we speak. Daniel Webster wrote exoteric knowledge to the language we speak. And when we break this down like this is, you get a clear understanding, and that's what I did, Brother Mahal and Brother Drew, is when I break this word, I are you there?
I'm listening. I just grabbed my Nor'wester dictionary off the floor because you jarred my memory on something, but go ahead and continue. I'm looking up what he has to say about mind.
Yeah. Now, this is what the language that we speak. This is the first thing that your mind had to realize, that we speak a language, but they already got a definition for. We ain't going with the nigger definition. We're going with these people's definition, which are subhumans. They are not human beings. This is the Germanic race of people. We're speaking the American language. So when we speak in that language, we're going to define everything in it. So when I looked at that and got on that, and looked up the word side that my sister had gave me, it means the act of killing. So
right.
Then 2 weeks ago, we broke it down. And so I realized something, Mahal, and Brother Cole and the listening audience, that, and I called Cole on this about it, him and Robert Ashley both, we talked about it, of what I realized all of a sudden is that the word psychology and the word sociology, this is something that the subhuman being knows that the human being would not ever understand because he had genocided you. And he knew that it would be a certain period of time that some people would come up like us that did research. He called us the Ancient of Days of this, and go deep into esoteric knowledge. And so when we study esoteric knowledge, let's look at this word psychology. The scientific study of the human mind and its function, especially those affecting behavior in a given context. It says the key word in there is a human mind. That's the key word, because this word psychology is a subhuman word. So here this subhuman, which is the Germanic race of people, which is the people that genocides you, has made a study on you, because you could never have sociology, the study of the development, structure, and function of human societies, the study of social and the consequences of human behavior. He knew that you could never accomplish this because you wouldn't look this deep in this word like we're looking right now into this word. It's because of one thing: you had been genocided. And so the study of eugenics, you would have to be the master of the study of eugenics like we did to understand what we're talking about, but we're breaking it down into layman term now, where you can understand that what you've been taught, everything that you've been taught, is a lie that is designed to keep you in control. To keep you in control. And so you can, we can see when we study history, and we're going to go back to when the mind started changing of the Negro that was a colored person was in 1960. That's when I can go back and documentation beats all bullshit conversation, and we can go back and start documenting something that happened in 1950 with Tommy Dorsey, and then from Tommy Dorsey to Rosetta Thorne to Shirley Caesar to James Cleveland and his boys, and he won a Grammy Award. So in 1960, we can start seeing where in 1964, where he changed the Fender Rhodes piano and put everybody on the vibration of 440 and took you out of order from C. Everything in nature vibrates on the key of C. The key of C has no sharps and no flats in it. And that's everything
right.
Vibrate on that. But he took you off of C and put you on G. And this is what the start of gospel music was based up under 440, tuning your instrument on 440, which would be 440 G. When you hear the word G, it puts your mind into an emotional standpoint where you go goddamn stone crazy. You get the Holy Ghost like you got now. So when we trace this history, brother, of what's going on, we can see each one of these words is defined as human society. He didn't have a society when he become, we know he's a subhuman. There's two beings on this earth, a subhuman being and a human being. And we know that the subhuman being is a half-breed of a human being that has been bred with a Martian. We know that. We know that this is what this subhuman being. So he has to study, which we can see at 2022, the human being. So he has studied us to the highest degree of magnificence. So we have to understand his language that he studied us in. That's why you have to have a Noah dictionary and a Daniel's dictionary, because one knowledge is esoteric and the other knowledge is exoteric. That's why you had to have a metaphysical Bible dictionary. That's why you had to have a Black Law dictionary, because it's, you had to understand that he's got a esoteric teaching and an exoteric teaching, because the people that's in control on you, who you call yourself a Black African American, well, this American that you claim that you are, he ain't conquered your mind into American ways. So you had to understand who this damn American is for you to get out of the condition that you're in. And what we're doing is explaining your mind where you can understand it up under the layman condition. Because right now the minds of the people is into homicide and suicide. And so
right.
If it, they end, they
and
end
you got the side
to,
right there in both the words.
Right, right. And so when this produces this, then the word psychocide, the act of destroying one's knowledge of self, has come into existence. It come into existence. All of these sides that's in existence on the human being come in from the knowledge of genocide. And see, when you've been genocized,
right.
And then
which
they
is
got
through your genealogy. your
right.
genes.
And then they got another word called prolificide, killing the one's offspring. And so
wow.
they, you can see what killing our offspring. So we've been, this word side, we're going into deep so we can understand what's going on now is that what you've been taught and how you is, you can't control it now because in the year 2000, they told you that 85% of the people that was born after 1970, that's when you start calling yourself a black African American. With this new thing that the government said it was all right for Jesse Jackson to start in 1970, and you be put on the census as a black African American, out of that came a culture called hip-hop culture. Totally different from the Negroes that was a colored person. The way you worship church as a Negro that was a colored person, you sung hymns. The way you worship as a black African American, you sang the blues, gospel music. How I know that's the blues because when my mama wanted to play Dorsey style of music in the church, my big mama told her she did, she would fire off the piano that she had been playing from 7 years old at our church. And she said, you and my grandson is not going to bring the nightclub into my church. She said, I taught you music. She said, I know music. She said, when you put that flat aside, a seventh into it, you playing the blues because you playing Zion music 1-4-5, and you put the flatted seventh in there, it turns it to the blues seventh, which means that a guitar, a drum, and an organ is needed into this music called gospel music. She said, you're playing the blues. I didn't understand what Big Mama was saying in 1972, but I understand in 2022 what she was saying is this vibration of this music would take you to the other side, which right now you got praise dances and all kinds of shit that's went into the church house up under the name that I'm a black African American. So your history starts 52 years ago in 1970. So when we study the history of you and your hip-hop culture, well, hell, your culture rule the world and you don't.
Yeah.
That's for a black African-American. See, I'm not one of y'all. I'm still a Negro that's a colored person. So I'm looking at your damn history and looking at how you've been genocized, and we breaking it down in layman's terms that you understand every goddamn word that we're talking about. See, you don't have to be no rocket scientist for us to explain what happened to you now. You running around hollering, what's wrong? Why is mass shootings? Why is this? Then after he mass shooting, commit suicide. Why is this? Because the mind that you've been given is that of an American. An American taught you a certain school system that you are not, don't have the mind of where it came from. He taught you a school system that he had already schooled his children, his slave up under, and put you on that same doctrine when they emancipated you. They ain't never freed you. They ain't never give you your independence. They ain't never give you no democracy. The Constitution don't read like that. It says you are a emancipated slave with certain rights. We will give you a political party. We will give you a bank. And we will keep you separated from the Yorkright Masons that's in the South. But you would have equal rights if you go through the government, not if you go through the goddamn United States, the state that you're in, because they had government and constitution that disagreed with the federals. The federals wasn't going to step
Absolutely.
In not unless you protest and ask and beg. So it took you from 1870 to 1970 for the feds to make the states integrate the school system. But they was opposed. This took 100 years before you begged up on it. They wasn't supposed to treat you like that, make you pay taxes and give you secondhand books that I learned out of with 5 white boys' names in it before he came to the black school. And if you tore it up,
was in the Constitution. It says Indians not taxed. And the Indian was the Negro. And that was back in 1922 when they began to make the change.
I've given you enough to feed on, so talk to me.
Okay, well, I'm glad that, first of all, greetings to the listening audience, and thank you, Brother Dawadia and Brother Drew. I had to call Drew because as soon as I hung up the phone with him, like you heard me say, it was like 12:46, almost 12:47, and it said the queue was already full. I'm like, my God, we got a lot of people up in here. I want to start from the Noah Webster edition because it's very funny that you mentioned Noah Webster. To the listening audience who may not be aware of who or what Noah Webster was, he was what you referred to as a Negropean. He was a black European. Daniel Webster, and then also there are writings to tell you what this guy's complexion was. He was as dark as coal. So if they gave us the narrative in the early 1900s, so I have to mention 1900s, the story that they made fit for textbooks to be used in the schools as they started to go forward with this birth of white supremacy as the system. And remember, it was a democratic system, the Democratic Party, that's what I want to say, and before they changed their symbol, because blacks wasn't in this party, they changed, it used to be the rooster. So you know this, Brother Dawadia, because you understand symbolisms and what they mean. And what is a rooster? A rooster is what? A fowl, F-O-W-L. And you do know that it eats behind itself, okay? So, you know, it'll eat anything that's out there for the most part. Now, the white supremacist enforcement arm known as the Ku Klux Klan, which represents the circle, and Ku Klux is Greek. For people who don't know that, the symbolism that they use in their garments is that of Greek origin. Okay? So it goes all the way back. And if you understand the history about what the Greeks were doing when they encountered people who was not like them, you know that, you know, they pretty much destroyed those people and employed the Greek system of democracy. So democracy is actually an English word coming from the Greek word daemon, which is the same Greek word that means a person who does bad or engages in bad actions, bad behavior, ill behavior. Okay? And of course, their spiritual system, if you want to call it esoteric level, they didn't believe in anything they could not see. That's the most part, which is why they gave Socrates a hard way to go. And Socrates didn't look like them. Okay? He was one of us. So I said that a couple shows ago. He's one of us. And his level of as above, so below, and how to see it from esoteric and exoteric combined, he was more or less like a prophet that they definitely needed to be gotten rid of. That's just the way it is with them. Now, let's go to Noah Webster, because you mentioned a word, and I have to show you what it says in Noah Webster as far as what an American is. And you're right, Brother Dawadia. His is more along the line of definitions, esoteric, before it really gets attached to this level, which is external. Exoteric is external. It says, Here's what it says an American is. As a noun in Noah-Webster's dictionary, which is the 1828 definition of words, it says a native of America. Listen carefully to how they say this. A native of America, originally applied to the aboriginals or copper-colored races found here by the Europeans, but now applied to the descendants of Europeans born in America. Did you hear what how I just said what they said that was? So that's
right.
The first application of what an American was. Now, I got something here. Let me shift over.
And that's Black Law Dictionary.
No, this right here, what I'm reading, because the original fourth edition of Black's Law Dictionary, when it uses the legal definition of white, it clearly states, and mind you, this is the fourth definition of Black's Law Dictionary. It says, those who are copper-colored, it's real clear to say what a white was, legally speaking. Copper-colored complexion peoples. It says, does not include those Eastern Europeans, Caucasians, and it mentions some other variations of them as well. So anyone have access to the fourth edition? And the reason why I'm pointing out the fourth edition is that editions after that, they removed or changed what the legal definition of white is. So if you're reading definitions after the fourth edition, it's been made to adapt to how it's used now. And mind you, Black's Law is the legal definition. Bouvier's, Ballantine's, you just need to pay attention to that. So we used to use this in our classes, and at that time we had the fourth edition, and that's what we were using. I need to see if I can order a fourth edition Black's Law, because the ones they have right now, like the sixth and seventh edition, no, it's not the same as it was originally. Now, I want to go here to Negro. This is, again, I'm staying in Black's Law Dictionary, Noah Webster's Dictionary. So it says here, watch this, and then we have to talk about this briefly. A native or descendant of the black race of men in Africa. Now, continuing, watch this. The word is never applied to the tawny or olive-colored inhabitants of the northern coast of Africa, but to the more southern race of men who are quite black. So I know you caught that. Tawny also means you are dark in complexion, just like swarthy, or and the German word schwarz. Somebody with the name Sweet, pronounced today as Sweet. There's quite a few black folks here with that name. Sweet is originally this word, swarthy. Alexander Hamilton was swarthy. He was meaning he was of dark complexion. Abraham Lincoln was a Negro and stood 6 feet tall, and was a very dark complexion with the hair to go along with it. So who these characters are that imprinted upon this American currency is beyond me. I don't know who none of those characters are, because the original history shows them as being other than what we see now on our currency. Now, I need to go here because you talked about mind. So let's see, which I bookmarked here. What does Noah Webster, how does he weigh in on what is a mind? Listen, it is really esoteric, the way it is explained. Okay, let me go here and find my place. Give me a second here, almost there. Mind, here we go. So he gives you the different origins of different places it was used. Now, look at this. you will recognize this right off the bat, Brother Dawadia. Okay, so mind here as a noun, not as a verb. Saxony. Okay? So that means another language. How did they refer to it as? German. Does that sound close to German? German. Because a person who quote-unquote speaks German doesn't call themselves German. Deutsch. Deutsche. Deutschland. Okay? They don't call themselves, they don't say in their language, I'm German. Which means that all along, something else is being spoken of. And Germind. Then they have M-E-I-N. They have M-A-M-I-A-N. And then I'm going to get to a word here that we're starting to look familiar. The word mind is associated with men's, M-E-N, M-E-N-S. So when you're saying in the singular form what a man is, it has to do with having a mind in English as we're saying it now. So I was just so glad that you actually made me grab this book. And it's got here, of mind, man, manna, M-I-N-D, will, heart, thought. So here it is in English, we're saying things without realizing what we are saying. Mind signifies properly intention, a reaching or inclining forward to an object from the primary sense of extending, stretching, or including, or advancing eagerly, pushing or setting forward. And they put here, whence the Greek sense of the word, in analogy with the Teutonic, that's that German again, mod, miod, muth, mind, courage, spirit, mettle.
Brother Mahal.
And then they've got some others. Yes.
I want to say something to the listening audience. This clarifies what mind, the definition of mind, we're going to ask ourselves a question. Who taught us, who gave us the mind that we have today is German. We ain't Germanic. We have to realize that you've been genocized because you ain't, the mind that you have was taught to you in a school system by a Germanic race of people that was originally, before they became America, Anglo-Saxons. So you're dealing with the Angles, the Saxons, and the Jews. Because an Anglo-Saxon is all three of those races of people. We have a mind, so they have the mind of the ancient Sophites, because that's what school system they put us up under. A mind is a school of thought. It's how they program you. You can see that when I was a kid, they started programming me of how to be an American at 6 years old. My grandchildren is, they start programming them at 3 years old. Why 3 years old? Because we did a study. Why would they do our grandchildren like this? It's because the mind is in its highest peak of learning at 3 years old. But by the time they get 12 years old, they'll say that they are Black African American. They are Chinese American. They are Scottish American. Whatever nationality of people go through our school system, we got you after 12 years. You will say that you are me and believe everything that I have taught you and given you a doctor's degree with a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and a cum laude in it. You will believe everything. And we ain't got no problem with it because the multitude will believe, and they won't come out of her like we did and sit down and talk about and see what the done happened to us, how they done put us into the situation we're in. Hell, this, we looking at as facts. We breaking it down like my dad would say, break it down to the nitty-gritty. Cut it down so sharp that your ass can sit on a grain of sand and your feet and butt still won't hit the ground. That's what my dad had taught me. He said, break it down to knowledge and to that. He said, well, we ain't got no idea because we're sitting here looking at it. We live in it.
And so the goal, as so far they have accomplished, as you know, they have accomplished much. And the genocide, the destruction of the mind, to the extent that, using Brother Tyrone's term, cognitive dissonance, where now we are what? Disassociated from that which really should be the norm and put us into a line of what I've been using a lot, cognitive distortion. So now people present the facts, and the facts, you cannot sidestep facts or the truth of the matter, because facts is under the umbrella of truth, and the facts must always be in harmony with the truth, or overall truth of the matter. So the truth is your friend. The truth is not deceptive. The truth you cannot argue against. Facts you can change, which is what they did. But they've taken, has caused the people at large to take, and as I use the term, reverse engineer. So if you're standing in front of a brick wall, and now you can convince, a person has convinced themselves that that brick wall is no longer a brick wall. It is something else. And you know that with the proper knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the things you can do at a wall, as well as the things you cannot do at a wall, they've thrown all of that reasoning out the window. Reasoning is all part of mind.
Right.
Reasoning. Thoughts. Intellect. Yes.
Let's look at something. In 1960, I was in high school. I was a sophomore. What they taught me in the first grade, will not, what they want to teach the child in the first grade here, wouldn't have been unheard of. Because see, the 5-year-old and 6-year-old child in today's society going to school, he's going to be taught to be a transvestite. He's going to be taught to be gay. He's going to be taught that. But when we was Negroes that were colored people, that was unheard of, because I graduated from a Negro that was a colored person high school. On my diploma is Ralph Bunch Negro Colored High School. That's what I graduated from. That's on my diploma. I didn't graduate from being
Right. Get a little closer to your phone.
These sisters had asked from 1960 with Kennedy all the way to Obama for this bill that Obama passed, for him to pass all these white ones here. They denied them. But here this black president come, so-called black president, and he signed the bill. And then he put his campaign up under the change given to him, his motto given to him by his wife. The change, you Google this shit, is the biggest LGBT organization in Washington, D.C. It's called the change. Ran up under that motto.
Right.
And so these documentation, these bullshit conversations, these are facts. You can tell the difference in the mindset. You couldn't have paid no woman in the 60s to have green hair, blue hair, blonde hair, long ass fingernail, big ass goddamn eyelashes, like looking like, I don't know what they look like with the big ass eyelashes now, all in the church house with them on. Big Mama called that a hussy.
Right, you had all kinds of names for them back then.
Yeah, you couldn't pay the women in the 60s to look like the women goddamn in 2022. You couldn't pay them. You could not pay them.
And you know,
them.
I saw something interesting, Brother DeWadia. I saw something interesting on a YouTube channel, and they said, they were pointing out how those who grew up watching Sesame Street back in the day, it said over 20 to 30 years ago, Sesame Street had presented puppets of how the women would look today or will look today. The thing, and you could tell with the big lips and all that, it's supposed to be, today they call them the hood rats, with the blonde hair pieces and all that stuff in their hair, with the overly accentuated lips, the long eyelashes. And according to what I looked up about the long eyelashes, it was, I don't remember her name, but she was back in Britain, and as a prostitute herself, she's the one who made long eyelashes fashionable. They mentioned she did some other things as well, too, to add in there. And then you hear this term about a woman, you hear women today saying, I'm a boss. Okay, well, I looked that expression up in the Urban Dictionary. So, again, we're dealing with the mind. We haven't gotten away from the mind.
Right.
I looked that up, and it was some white woman in the fashion, working for a fashion company, who made the phrase popular, I'm a boss, but here's what it says it is. It means she's a nasty girl. That's the Urban Dictionary. And they're out here. And so, you know, a year or two ago, there was the phrase running that said, year of I'm a boss, something like that. And women were running wild with this, mostly a lot of the young women. Have they any idea, do they really know that what this is saying is that they're a nasty girl? And we talked about the word nas in Hebrew and Arabic. The English word nasty is from that word. It means foolish, wicked, don't know right from wrong, and they are defective. You're not even talking, you're talking subhuman. Because that's
right.
How that word is used. Subhuman. The other nice term to go with that, to not say foolish, wicked, not able to learn right from wrong, and a few other things. Oh, and the word also means insane or insanity.
Right.
So to cover it up, they say mankind. That's how the religious books have been doing it. So you don't even know what word, if you don't read the original language, you have no clue what word you actually is behind the English word. You don't know. Go ahead, Brother DeWadia.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening right now as we speak. You everything that you're talking about, you can see it in the people. And if you're old enough, you know, you're looking at when did it start happening like this? You see every change from 1970 to 2022 in your children and your grandchildren and the thinking of the American people right now. How do they think? The thinking right now is this person born after 1970 is homicide and suicide. And your ass don't know when he's going to start. So is he a Manchu candidate? What is he?
Well, you asked me about that. You asked me that question. Did I think that most of the people today out there, are they Manchurian candidates? And I had to agree with you. I said, yeah, they are. It's way worse than that, whatever they put into place.
Yeah, see, when you look at the old movie and the new movie, Denzel Washington in the new movie, well, then you see something.
Now, here's the thing that to also keep in mind with that matter of the mind. Manchurian candidate, okay, what happens when they pull the plug on their Manchurian candidates? What does that person become? Because they're trying to tell you you need to get prepared for it. A zombie.
Right.
And it's of the worst type. Because he's, but multiply that by millions of people like that. You just have a mob.
Here's what you had to realize. He's not in a group. He's one, what they call a lone wolf, one person. You don't know when he's going to snap and start killing people. You don't know.
You don't know.
Right now. In America as we speak right now, you don't know, because what was a problem back in year 2000 when they gave the stats on the minds of this person born after 1970, it's a crisis now. And it's an epidemic right now because, shit, they done gone crazy on mass shooting. And this ain't only just you. Check the news. I got Newsweek, Newsweek. This is in every damn city. Every city. They don't tell you how many people getting killed per day in Dallas. They don't tell you. Go up on the news, reel, you'll see. They don't tell you on TV and radio how many people getting killed up in Dallas every day or any city. Any city. I mean, this is like history repeating itself. It's just like in the days of the King Arthur. In the Renaissance times, history of medieval.
Right.
The time period of medieval. In the time period of medieval, they're strictly with the church. Strictly with
Correct.
The goddamn church. And you can see that when music came into the church, gospel music, your ass been put up under the spell of the Holy Ghost.
And you know that that's another Saxon word also, because they say gospel, which was what? A good spell. But the word gospel spelled in Saxony is G-O-S-P-E-P-E-L. Two words put together. So it means the true definition of what is a spell. Well, a spell is a tale, T-A-L-E. It tells you what it is, right?
Well,
and then
right.
It was the old Saxony word to say good. Okay? So now the definition is a good tale that is not true and was intentionally told.
And
it's a lie. It's a lie.
Basically,
when you look under spell, it's like, what is spell? And that's an English word. It's like, well, it's T-A-L-E. Okay, so what is a tale? And then you start to see when someone tells you a tall tale, they tell you a tale. This guy just told a tale, man. So that was the old way to say he was lying, and he made it sound good. Man, you got to get up early in the morning to catch these people.
Yeah, I put it like this, brother Mahal. Old Black Magic has been put in a spell with white magic.
Yeah.
And Old Black Magic used to rule the world, but now white magic rules the world. And got Old Black Magic in a spell because Old Black Magic don't know where he come from. He came from hoodoo, not voodoo. And have you ever noticed that whenever you study the practice of voodoo, it always have to have Christianity in it.
To make it work.
Meaning that they put hoodoo and voodoo together makes voodoo, makes white magic. And I know that might be a little too deep for somebody to comprehend.
Yeah, that's it. We have to save that topic for another type of show that goes into all of the practices.
And see, they made a song, Old Black Magic Got Me in a Spell. You need to listen to the words. So.
Yeah.
And go out and go reverse it. And see, another thing, Brother Mahal, that you said that I have to tell you about something that shares some knowledge with people that people didn't know, is that I remember that Raymond Cornelius came to my daddy, and he say, Hawk, he say, how long would it take for you to have me 24 compound roosters? And daddy say it takes a month. I have to coop them up a month. And he say would get me 12 of them ready. So I asked daddy what was a capone. And daddy say that's a rooster that has been castrated, and you finna learn how to castrate a rooster. Because a rooster's balls, the two balls that you get out of a rooster, is bigger than yours. And a capone is when you capone this rooster, he's a very expensive piece of meat. You look that word up, capone, meaning that.
Just like one of the mafia guys, Al Capone, is that related?
Yeah. Right.
Because I was wondering why he was called that.
We might need to take a look into that, because that's when you make a compound rooster, you castrate the rooster. He got two nuts, that's big old nuts, almost damn near the size of a hog nuts. And so daddy was going to teach me. He said, it's time for you to learn how to compound a chicken, a rooster. So that's an expensive piece of meat. And when they, just like when they clip a bull's nuts, that meat is
right.
Don't have the musk and stuff. Same way with everything, they do that. They clip a boar, a hog, and they make the meat more tender and fresher. Back in those days, that's what they was teaching me on that. But yeah, you need. Into that, see why do they call him Capone? Because that's, and look, go into that word Capone. Why would they call that when you cut the nuts out of a rooster, Capone? But see, it's very, 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 you have to understand that your mind, that you believe everything was taught to you. So you have to go and know that this, what this subhuman taught you, is completely different. And the key to the mind is your dietary laws. That's the key to the mind. If the mind hadn't been taught by the subhuman that you live under grace from what was called the moral laws, 613 of those moral laws. If you study
right.
The history of this man that you said that was a Jew in Jesus, ask yourself a question. What did the Jews at that time period believe in, and what is a Jew? You first had to know he was Ashkenazi. So what did they? What was their belief? Well, they say that Ashkenazi is the chosen people of God, and Javan, Tyria, Magog, Gog, and Tubal was the children of God, meaning that here's a nation of people that came out of the Caucasus Mountain that was the children of God, and they had the chosen people of God. This word God is a 6th century word that replaced the word Gudin. Gudin was replaced,
which was Odin, which is the English word Wednesday.
To Wooden. And then in the first it first started off, it was Odin. And it was Valhalla, not heaven. It was Hades, not hell. This is the history of these people that you went to their school and got your doctor's degree with a summa cum laude in their education that your ass didn't go check out because you're a black African-American. There was a lot of Negroes and colored people wouldn't check this history out, but we got killed off.
That was all by design, too.
Yeah, that was everything by design. We know now about everything that was designed. And we
everything that they're telling us about is wrong.
Right. And see, we got Ashkenazi's book called The Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. We've been studying that book over 50 years. It ain't a damn thing in that book that we don't know about and can look out there and tell, because in that book they have what they call funeral rituals, meaning when they done, you see what they done put into action, you see it, and they have what they call the funeral rites. We don't have to do this no more because we got everything in position except the Executive Order 1101 in a place called America. And Executive Order 1101 says that the federal government take over control of the workforce. Well, over half of the workforce in America work for the goddamn federal government already. So you're talking New World Order, right? And I'd be so goddamn glad when they enforce it, because it won't be no more Democratic and Republican Party. It won't be but one party, the federal. And I ain't got no problem with the federal because that's who pay me every month.
Yeah, right?
I ain't got no problem with them taking over. All your confusion, all your abomination is caused by the Democratic goddamn political party, which don't even make no preservation for political parties in the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't make any provisions for no damn political party to run America. Go read the Constitution. It'll tell you that. If you don't know where to find it, goddamn it, I do. Now, I'll show it to you. It don't make any provisions for a political party in America. But here you is with this mind of this people that Ashkenazi call a Goheen. Then if you have mind, you go down with them. That's what Protocol of Learned Elders of Zion said.
I
believe
you got less than 60 seconds.
Shema, we'll pick this up next week because we just touched, because we got to understand ecocide, chemicide, insecticide, fungicide. How did that?
Oh, boy.
How did that was an act of killing on the human being?
Yeah.
How was this used on us? See, we're gonna check out how we would genocide, and we go down in a chronological order of what happened to genocide us, and then we know And that's the weakest going to do is that, walking on down. You know how we do it. Shema Yahawadah, Yah, Abin Yah, Itah, Kamadiyah. The next week.
Until next week, Kamadiyah.